Oh yeah, hi.
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 Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
We gonna run a sound check at all, or?
Nah, we're fine.
If the levels look good, you're the one there, so.
Well, I'm gonna have to edit it just regardless, so.
Fair enough.
I'm Bill, though.
I'm Brian.
I'm Jake.
And these are some of the sodas we like. We're back on the root beer train, you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited. Holy shit.
Thank you.
So, Bill, what's up we have today?
Gilded as hell. We've got Virgil's Microbrewed Root Beer.
It's quite ornate.
Yeah. It won a bunch of awards in the mid-90s, according to this.
Yeah, 94, 96.
94,
on this
96.
Side.
Okay. It's made naturally for the root beer connoisseur, which I like to consider ourselves from that.
That is, I mean, among other things that this podcast does is root beer, so yeah.
Root beer is a pretty sizable cornerstone of the premium soda market.
Definitely.
It's gluten-free, I guess. That's nice.
It's got natural ingredients imported from all corners of the world.
Served chilled without ice, I think we get this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No preservatives, no caffeine. Wow.
It was originally brewed in the north of England. I can't see where it's done now. I'll find it eventually.
I'm guessing somewhere in America.
I feel like the people at home need to know about this label, though.
It's
a powerfully bearded man with a platter of root beer, both in pitcher and mugs, towering over a table surrounded by children.
Yeah. There's a boy.
They're outside.
Yep. No, it's... Oh, and it looks like the table is like a tree stump.
That might be the case.
And it has all the roots growing in it. It's,
yeah.
It is a very nicely designed bottle. I like it. And
it's like a German fairy tale.
Yeah. It's also, the bottle is definitely one of the darkest. I mean, it's a brown bottle, but it is very dark brown.
Yeah, it's a dark brown.
Almost black, I'd say.
Almost. Nearly opaque.
Yeah. And this is using natural ingredients, we brew a root beer so pure, so rich and creamy, you'll swear it's made in heaven. Somebody likes that. All right. Yeah, I'm excited, guys. I saw this in the Woodman's, and I was like,
The only place I can find is that it's made in Los Angeles, but it doesn't say it's bottled there. That's just where the label has, so.
Okay.
But still.
I'm still fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so
let's get on the bus.
It's definitely a good root beer smell.
There is.
I miss the new tradition of throwing the caps to the mic. It's definitely a root beer smell. My nose is a little.
I'm actually getting, and I mean it. Maybe it's just because I noticed that it said that it has the anise.
Yes.
The stuff that they put in licorice. I definitely am noting hints of licorice.
I didn't read that, so I'm not getting that.
Really?
Actually,
that in my nose is a little
It does list thing. Licorice as one of the flavors here.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
As well as the anise.
My palate's fine. My nose is stuffed, so.
Yeah.
It was quite rich and creamy.
Alright, well.
And I haven't even put it in my mouth.
Yeah, let's see how it tastes.
Yep. That glubbed so hard.
I was laughing too hard, so I couldn't let that linger.
Yeah, that's rich and creamy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's got just the right tingle to it, I think. I also like that it's rich and creamy, but it's not thick.
Yeah, no, it's...
That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, you finish tingling, and it's almost gone. It's like evaporating into your mouth.
Yeah, it's... Oh, man. This would be such a better reference if I could remember. Jake, you might...
The reference?
Yeah. You might be able to help me out on this one.
Well, let's find out.
TNG, when they find Data's head and, like, there's Mark Twain in it.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Guinan is telling them about that one drink that...
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, because It's right when Picard is up there asking, and she's like, oh, this isn't the first time we met, implying that he does go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that one drink that you try to set to, like, make its boiling point, the body temperature of the person drinking it, so that, like, evaporates in your mouth. I'm getting that feeling from this, basically. That's how far I went. And I was like, man, I wish I could have made that reference.
And see, but to be honest, I know the episode you're talking about.
I know.
But I do not get the reference.
Oh, okay.
I do not remember that part of the episode. So this whole thing is lost on everybody here.
Jesus Christ, Brian.
I'm sure. You know what? Our listener got it.
Earlier. Sid isn't going to get that. Earlier, I was thinking, you know what? We should probably use something not written on the bottle to describe this soda. But I'm kind of glad I didn't say that, because then that would validate you. And, you know, that's the last thing I ever want to do.
You're welcome, Internet.
Don't act like this is a favor to anyone. The only way that anyone would possibly give a shit about what you just said is if this was the first episode you actually listened to.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
I don't think so. God forbid you buff up our play count.
So anyway, basically what I was saying is, it almost feels like
it's... I don't like this soda anymore.
It does feel almost as though... I really feel bad now, because now I think you're going to dock the soda, and it's really a solid soda.
No, I'm going to dock you. We fired you from a podcast before.
But anyway, no, the soda... I mean, it does feel like there's nothing...
It's very light.
Yeah, it does not linger.
Well, some root beers, they can be very heavy and thick. And
yeah,
that's a huge amount of root beers, mm-hmm. I would say.
But this is quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
In that regard.
I mean, it might settle towards the end of the bottle.
Yeah, possibly.
We don't know that yet. I do have a burp, but I've been burping all day, so I don't know. Like a baby I spit up earlier, too. Just some yummy milk.
But what I say, that's totally crossing the line.
No, I'm saying this to antagonize you at this point. I like this stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, the soda is absolutely wonderful.
Spot on.
I don't remember how much it cost. I want to say it was pretty average, though. Three something.
I think I've seen these at Woodman's, so...
It was the first time I'd seen it there, but clearly it's been on for a while.
Mm-hmm. 1916, according to the bottle. Mm-hmm. Probably not these specific bottles.
Well, I should hope not.
Pretty impressive, though.
They just keep repackaging the sticker so that it shows what awards it got. It's a vintage. That's the problem with the sodas that are good but not like remarkably good for one reason. We're out of things to talk about really fast.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a very solid, I mean, it's got,
this isn't going to top the charts, I don't think.
No, I didn't notice the licorice in the taste, but it is definitely in the smell.
Which, I think that's a good home for it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a very, it's really hard to describe the root beer
this
taste.
This is an adult drink.
Very much so.
Yes.
I feel like if I gave this to a child, they would not give a shit. They'd just down it.
They would not appreciate the
because this is very easy to chug because it's so light.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, if you know what you're doing, like us professionals here, you run out of this for work.
I don't think we've ever been paid for this show, though.
I mean, we're not professionals.
Pretty sure that's exactly.
We've paid each other in soda. I just paid you in soda right here.
Fair enough. I'm going to disagree,
our thing
but I'm not going to voice that disagreement anymore.
Next week we're going to have our big year in review show. Mm-hmm. All four of us mainstays from Ann Better are going to be there. I think you should bring a soda next time, and we'll just tack it on to the end there.
Okay.
Because we're probably not going to play a game.
Yeah, I haven't grabbed a soda in a while, so.
Yeah. Because I think we're going to have a lot more to talk about for year in review in terms of games. A lot of yelling, a lot of arguing.
So we're not going to be doing Advance Wars, then?
I mean, we could.
Okay.
But, I don't know.
That's, we're recording!
Just more yelling and arguing.
That's true.
But yeah, no, I mentioned that so that the people at home can know, hey,
yeah.
Next week we've got the year in review, which this isn't going to count towards it.
Yeah.
Neither is the key line that we did last week. But the one before that, which escapes me, what did we do before this?
Was that the Goya?
Yeah, that was the Goya.
Wonderful. Because that's going to show up in high marks in the year in review.
Yeah, that's going to get mentioned. But yeah, look out for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do some Mad Dad too. Because why not? We got the four funniest people on the network there.
So we're not counting guests in the network then?
No.
Because I know you wouldn't rate me above any guest.
I mean, Carrie did get told to leave before you did, to be fair. Which shocked me.
That's true.
Although you and Bob had your typical unifying front of not liking something that I did.
Which one was that?
MC Chris.
Oh, right, yeah.
There was another one, too.
I actually felt kind of bad about that, because it was like, it's not like I have a problem with MC Chris. I just don't particularly care for his, you know, I just don't like his stuff.
Sometimes he's just aggressively sexual. Unlike this fine beverage. See, we're bringing it full circle.
Yep, right there, right there.
Although that beard, nope, not in front of a table of children.
No.
Nope. Yeah. Bad idea.
Yeah, if we want to start rating, I think I'm on the cusp of an anecdote.
Oh, I have my anecdote.
It can't be Star Trek.
It's not Star Trek.
Go then.
It's equally nebulous, and nobody's going to understand it, because I'm pretty sure I'm the only person associated with... Oh, no, Dave might, but I'm pretty sure... Okay, associated with this episode, I'm probably...
No, this is all usable.
I am probably the only person who plays Sheepshead. Bob and Dave might, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I refuse to play Sheepshead.
Yeah. And I don't imagine any of our listeners do.
They might.
It's not a common game, so.
Yeah, but I've seen it quite a bit in Wisconsin, and most of the people that listen to this I know. So, I mean, there's that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can
give
your anecdote
anytime,
Brian.
Well, not while Bill is fucking talking. No. So, basically, this root beer puts me Sheepshead table. Got... pair of queens, black ladies sitting there.
He has to play the risk card.
And, you know, I'm second to act, and the first person picks up the cards. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, man, I'm going to set you so badly. And then he calls me his partner. So now I know, oh, man.
Right, set this recording.
We're
going to
take all these fools for their money. I think I'm going to sit back and take a drink.
Does he always ramble this much?
90%.
Yes! I don't know why I let him into my home. What was your score again?
I said 93.
90? Holy shit.
This is a good
score. It's really high.
I also really like root beer, so, you know.
That's fair. Jake? There's two ways to go about this, since I don't believe you've been on the show yet.
I've not been on the show.
You can either give an anecdote about how this makes you feel on an emotional level, and then you give a score out of 100, where 100 is the best thing you've ever put in your mouth, and one is like a dog throwing up, and then the dog eats it, and then you pick up the dog, and it throws up in your mouth. It's a long thing. Listen to episode one if you want to hear it. So somewhere in that range, you give it a score. That's why I was surprised at 93. That's high.
My rating for one is different. My rating is there is no amount of money you could pay me to drink this again. Because there are a lot of things I would do.
That's
for my
different than
money.
A dog throwing up in your mouth. You'd pay somebody to do that. Or no, somebody could pay you to do that?
Yeah, it would take a lot of zeros, but...
But I wouldn't put a pass Brian for that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be thoroughly unpleasant, a little bit dangerous, but...
No one could pay Brian to put Fantasy Star Online in his mouth.
I didn't give that a 1.
You gave it a 2.
Exactly!
So it would be a prime number that was even.
Yeah, I gave it a 2.
But yeah, that's our rating scale.
Okay. Well, seeing as how this is my first soda,
ever?
Yeah. I'd give it like a good 87.
Okay. What's your anecdote, other than it's my first soda?
Well, you didn't tell him the other option.
Oh, yeah. The other option is you just Well, it's kind of lost now, but you blurt out the one adjective that most describes your emotion, and immediately, without taking a breath, this score. Like, happy 72!
Happy 72, everyone!
Happy 72, guys. Happy been a long 72. Ride.
72. It's just a good root beer. I feel like I would have it with friends.
Were he in any of this?
No, it's a good solid beverage. I would have this with any company. People, guests I'd have over, I'd serve this to them, certainly. It's just a good...
Would you grow a beard to do that?
Oh, I'd grow a hearty beard, such as this man.
Excellent. I feel that's important.
Yeah.
I do feel it important to note that the picture does not have his wife. It just has a son and a daughter.
No.
Two children.
It has children. We don't know that it's a son and daughter.
I'd like to say at this point, you guys who are listening at home can check the times. I'm pretty sure Jake is taking longer than I am. They were just bitching at me because they can't relate to Sheep's Head.
No, it's because you talk a lot.
Weird story.
No, presumably
we're refining his image. We're just tearing yours down. There's a difference.
I will become a blank slate.
What? Come on. Thank you, Stu. Guest star Stu, ladies and gentlemen.
There are so many trees.
Okay, yeah. Have it with friends, a good time, 87. That's the gist I got.
Yes, roughly.
For mine, I feel like some friends that I haven't seen in a while, but mostly because our interests don't match up quite enough for us to see each other too often, have convinced me to go out downtown with them to a bar. But turns out, you know, it's all right. I'm having fun. I've got something nice to drink. I'm meeting a couple new people as well. It's an all right time all around. Not what I would normally do, but it's enough of a change of pace that's entirely pleasant. And I'll give it a 84 for that. Fuck your math, Ryan.
No, it's actually easy math. It's an 87.
Average.
No, that can't be right.
No, that can't be right.
No, that can't be right.
It's 85. No, 88. That's the one. 85. 88!
You know, if you just say all of the numbers, eventually you get it right.
Yeah, except I'd have... No, it is an 88. Yeah. Yeah, 93 and then 84.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Should we get a calculator?
No, it's an 88. That's why I didn't like it. I was like, it's going to be an even round number.
Whatever. This beverage is so fine that I don't actually mind.
Yeah, no, it's... An 88 is a perfectly good score.
Besides, we'll piss off Bob next week. It's fine.
Fair enough.
All right.
That'll be so much easier because it's just one... You know, there's only... quarter of the numbers.
Virgil's Root Beer, everybody. This is one of those that's not local, so you might actually be able to find it if you're not from Wisconsin.
That is true.
So, take a look for it. Have yourself a listening party. We still want pictures of you guys, like, listening to the show, or at least drinking something that we reviewed. Send those in. We'll make you an official soda palette. It'd be great. But, Virgil's Root Beer. Gets an 88. Grow a beard. Drink it with somebody.
Wear flannel.
See you later, soap house.